we have a quorum.
You do have a quorum.
So I'd like to call the Energy and Environment Committee meeting of February 27th. Is that right?
25th. Oh, did I give you the wrong agenda?
27th is Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I thought so. I'm sorry.
Okay. February 25th, it is 6 p.m., and I'd like to call this meeting together and start with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And let's take a few minutes. Our interviewee will be here at 6:30.
Yes.
So let's take a few minutes and just go over the questions. Do you have a copy?
You should all have a... Oh, I'm sorry. I do have a copy for you.
And you rearranged them into a better order.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Great.
Oh, here you go, Mary. I just changed the order a little bit. There you go, Mary.
Okay. Any questions? I should just say, by way of roll call, present is myself, Manager Green, Mary Waro, and also in attendance is Brian Waltman, and also in attendance is Laura Petit, and you heard from Jonathan that he's
on his way. Yeah.
Okay. So these are the questions that I thought up, and maybe
And the Brian second question was Brian's question.
Yeah. Why do you want to serve on the ELCRA board? What would you bring to it? And then in 1986, the legislature obtained authorization for the RRA, a public benefit corporation. What does the term comprehensive countywide solid waste management program mean to you? Good question. And also good to give them a little bit of history. And I believe there is an RRA meeting this week.
There's one tomorrow, Wednesday at noon.
Wednesday, yeah, and I think I may have to miss that, but I would encourage all of them to go and sit at an RRA meeting and see what they're getting into. But
And also they do video record their meetings. If you go on the RRA's website, you can go and you can watch.
Okay, so we should let them know that.
I think the one I watched was when the mayor went there, they had a guy from Kingston go out mm-hmm. and video.
Which is great. Everybody should take their meeting.
And Tracy's going to the meeting this week to talk a little bit about her vision of a group, you know, working with them.
Tracy has been encouraging some form of a joint
presentation. Here, take that one right off the finance sheet.
And I'm not sure exactly what she has in mind, but if I can't make that meeting, I'll give her a call. Okay, so have you looked at the first 20-year plan, which basically recommended closing and capping all the landfills, waste reduction, recycling, removing household hazardous waste, and exporting the residual to landfills? What might the county do differently over the next decade and beyond? And then, can you make weekday meetings? And I talked to Tim Rose, and also we looked at, you know, the records, and if there is a majority of people on the RRA that can't make a noon weekday meeting, they can change, the board itself can change the meeting time. So I don't think that should be a deciding factor.
It might be fair to alert them that that's when their meeting time is, while they're coming, you know.
Yeah.
Their present meeting time, they currently meet at this time, ordinarily, so would that be something they could plan into there? But no, we can't really use it.
What would their start date be?
It would be the March meeting.
Would it?
Because...
Well, I don't know if it would be.
Well, to formally be appointed, right?
But you have to vote on them.
The legislature will vote on March 19th.
And then their meeting is at the end of the month.
So it could be as early as the March.
So if we can make recommendations at our March meeting, then the legislature can vote and make a final.
And you know they know that there's three openings because David is now your counsel, so now you have three openings. So you have
how convenient. We opened up a space.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is such an important year.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the experience is going to be very important. This is not a year to be on a board and learning as you go. it may turn out that way.
Right.
But I think experience is going to be valuable. And then we wanted to add a question about...
To some people, like, about... I don't know if you want to add a question about recycling oversight. It would only be to the folks that...
Right. It wouldn't apply to Joanne tonight.
No. She's already on recycling oversight.
She's already on. Well,
are you going to be here for the interviews? What time are they?
First one's 6:30 tonight.
We only have one tonight.
There's only one tonight?
Yeah, Wednesday is the rest of them from 6 to about 8.
Well, I'm just saying maybe it would be a good idea if you were here and it was somebody you thought maybe for the Oversight Committee who would throw it out to, you know. Or would that just go through an interview process again if they were interested?
Yeah, I have it down for being here Wednesday.
You folks make a recommendation, so I don't know why you'd have to interview them twice if you...
But if you were here, maybe you could put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't
because we're short people. One of these anyway.
Did Sarah withdraw her name? Somebody withdrew
their name, but I can't remember.
I can't remember who it was now.
For recycling oversight?
Yeah.
Sarah went to.
Did she? Because
So I wouldn't have
because they never got back to her.
I can tell you, I talked with her, and she said it took so long to get a response back, and so she.
They applied some of them applied in August.
She said it was at least three months, and she decided that she didn't want to be just waiting any longer, so she withdrew her name. Recycling oversight, but
you could ask her if she'd reconsider.
If we're moving a little quicker now,
she's from New Paltz too, though, isn't she?
She
came into the New Paltz transfer station.
Oh, we'll ask.
Well, you've got her resume in there.
Her resume's right here.
And then, do you want me to print one of these out for each applicant so you could write their name at
please,
the top?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure these were your questions.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
O'Sullivan, Alicia Sullivan was interested too.
Oh, I don't think we have her.
Main Street.
The things are all from either New Paltz or Kingston.
That's going to be a long night with those interviews.
I know. Our chamber meeting is that night. But
chamber of Commerce?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I know. The last one I was at with you, next one got snowed out. So this was, I joined and this was going to be the first one.
This month has been awful because of the snow and all the meetings being postponed. And I was in a rush to get that refrigerants forum tomorrow night. So we're going to do our special meeting after. But I have 20 people pre-registered and six.
I sent the reminder out again to that
thank
list.
You. Yeah. So I think it'll be valuable. It'll get the conversation going for sure.
And I talked to Tim Rose. I'm going to do a recycling training kind of informational thing in Saugerties. So we're going to.
For the public, right?
For the public, yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to see, I'm going to talk to, I can't think of her name, that got the points for Saugerties for you doing the presentation. They're doing something else, but I'm wondering if...
is it a Climate Smart Committee?
Mike McIsaac?
No, it was Randy Walter's wife. She's doing that, Carol. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if something like that will count in points to the way they have to get. She said they have to get 60 points or something.
Yeah.
And I know there's something else going on, but I was wondering if maybe that will count to it. I was going to talk to her Wednesday.
Yeah. It's tricky. The best thing is to call Europa McGovern if there's any questions on that. She's sort of the DEC's person in this region, especially for Ulster County.
Okay.
And I know a lot of their rules, but not that in particular. Mm-hmm. So, and Amanda is coming to Climate Smart, right?
Tonight? Yes. She's on your agenda.
She may also, because she's working on the climate action plan, and it's getting to the point where she wants to orient people so when it is released, they have a context for it, and then it'll go through a public review process.
Because I just want to do something that educates me and everybody else, because I know I'm messing up, contaminating stuff with perfectly clean things that I think can be recycled, but
yeah, that's
but
really
especially like the black
thing.
And you know,
when that's scheduled and ready to go, we should let Energy and Environment and also the Climate Smart people know, because it'll be open to anyone.
Yeah,
and that's a really good idea. It's
and I also want to invite the business owners and try to do a little pitch for
the Green Business Challenge.
And the straws and stuff.
Since we have a few minutes before she comes, do you want to go into executive session now for the record? And then you can do your interview and then come out of executive session? I mean, you guys can chat before you start your executive session. But
oh, because our business is done, right?
Have you finished doing what you need?
Here.
Oh, is she here? Okay, well.
I just have one.
Okay.
Okay.
Procedural. Are we going to ask them for a brief introduction, tell us a little bit about yourself, then go into the questions?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, just briefly.
Sure.
Just, yeah.
Why don't you do that? And let's just go around. You're here to listen. Okay. So why don't you go first, then Mary, then I'll do the next one, and then we'll go around that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just give them a chance to
do you have more than one interview?
Just we'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Yes, please.
Okay.
For the purpose of interview.
All right.
Okay.
We have to
Aye.
Make a motion to allow outside of the committee to attend.
You're a legislator.
Well, you can decide. Sometimes they don't want
to
decide. Yeah, but you decided to let her. Okay, so we're going to go to executive session.
Executive session, we don't record, is that?
Right.
Okay. And then.